What's one brutal truth about success every young person must face when they're first starting out?
Negativity. It can drive your confidence to the ground, but you've got to develop that mindset and think someone's opinion of your work is just someone's opinion. For instance, if you're putting out your work for the first time and in one corner it's received badly, don't let that stop you. You've just got to remember your goal and what you're doing and block out all the white noise. Just block it out. And if there are people around you who don't believe in you, again, just think, okay, that's their opinion, but you've got to push forward. If you want it, push forward through all the noise and the rewards will come later on. But bad reviews, negativity, pushback is all part of it. And you've just got to accept it, push through it and block out the white noise and follow your dream.
Yeah. And how much do you try and ignore the hate nowadays, especially where you've got a bit more success now and you've probably got a bit more eyeballs on you, you've got a bit more maybe criticism. How do you try and feed into it and read it, or do you just try and block it out?
I block it out, actually. I'm a really super positive person, and I'm of the mind that not everybody is going to love what you do. It's like when an actor makes a film, they can be absolutely slated for their performance in one section of society and absolutely hailed in another one. And you've just got to learn that everybody has their own opinions. It's going to happen. Like in the book world, for instance, I've written a lot of books, and you will inevitably get bad reviews as well as good reviews. It's all part of the thing. You're putting yourself and your work out in public, and there will be those who don't like your style of writing, or they might not like the story you've written. It's just not for them. It can be something as simple as they've picked up the book, not realising what your story is about, read it, and then giving you an awful review because of it. It happens. But for the most part, I'll be honest, my book's received well, my work is received well, but you do get pushback, and I tend to just block it out and don't allow it to fester in my mind, because I don't want it to hinder my path forward. And it can do if you allow it too much time to sit in your mind. They're just other people's thoughts and opinions, and you've just got to make yourself realise that.
Yeah, and why does this matter? Why does it matter for young people to realise that hate's kind of inevitable if you're successful, and to ignore it as much as possible? What would happen if they feed into that and absorb that hate too much? What could happen?
Oh, so I think it's really important, because it's a part of life. You can't get away from it. Everyone will have something to say. I mean, if you've seen it, you hear of some, whether it's a young person or an old person, whatever, they put their work out there, it was received badly or not as they expected, and they've completely disappeared from public life. They couldn't cope with it and have had breakdowns over it. It depends on your psyche, I think. I think if you can just understand that it's a part of life and it's just literally other people's opinion, and it doesn't matter whether it's good, whether it's bad, people will always have a different varying degree of opinions from all walks of society. You've just got to push forward. And know that is going to happen. And if you can take on board, prepare yourself and think, okay, I know this is going to happen. I'm going to put this out there. Somebody won't like it and they could write something really horrible about me. You will get to a point where you stop reading it and you'll just think, oh, do you know what? And what I tend to advise people myself is, when you get something bad said about you, or you get a bad review for your film, your book, your photography, whatever creative field you're in, or even if whatever job you're in, find something where somebody said something good about you, a review, and just focus on that and think, wow, these are two completely different takes. I'm going to go with this one, the positive one, because that helps you to push forward. And you think, no, obviously some people are really enjoying this. I'm going to continue. So always find something good to focus on about your work that somebody else has put out there in your name. If you get something bad said, because that will balance it out and it will give you a full circle view and make you realise that there's good, there's bad. Hey, look, they loved it, they didn't. They liked me, they really didn't. And it's just the way the world is. You cannot escape it. And find people, surround yourself with people. This is really important. Surround yourself with people who no matter what you're doing, they just have your back. They just believe in you as well. They want to see you do well. And they'll be there for you when you fall, and they'll be there for you when you rise. You need people who will be with you for the journey, not just for the good times, but for the bad times as well.
Yeah. And how do you find them kind of people? How do you differentiate between the people that have your back and the yes people who just want to feed off your success when you're growing?
That is such a good question. I think I've been really lucky, to be honest. I've got a really good family around me who support me 100%. I've got a really good circle of friends in my creative world and private world as well. And I think there's only been a couple, over the last 20 years, there's only been a couple of times, I think, where from the unexpected corner, when you think somebody really wants to see you do well, and then you realise, no, maybe not so much. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because if you don't see it coming and then it's presented to you in a certain way, you just think, wow, why did I not see that? And you become more aware of the people around you, and you develop as time goes by and the years go by, who are genuine and who aren't, who are with you for the right reasons, who are standing beside you for the wrong reasons. Because there will be people who inevitably come along who want to take advantage of you in certain aspects of your life, in your career. And you, as long as you are aware of that, I can be aware of something and they'd never know. It's just that I would be less likely to entrust anything to them. Although they might not know, I myself know, because I don't like confrontations, I don't like calls and scenes. I just don't trust them with anything. So they will not have beforehand knowledge to go away and try and ruin anything that I'm doing. So just know your people and the ones who aren't formidable, shall we say.
Yeah. When you were saying about you knowing but not showing it, it reminded me of this quote from Machiavelli's The Prince, where it's, one must be a lion to scare off the wolves and a fox to recognise the traps. I guess that's that fox side that you need to avoid people like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. There will always be panthers in the background, hiding, skulking in the shadows, ready to sell their prey and pounce. And I just feel that I'm always aware of those little panthers in the background. But like I said, I've been really fortunate and I've been really lucky. And I have, for the most part, had a great deal of support around me. And I think, why is that? I'm not really sure. I've had this discussion with my hubby, and I'm just very honest and very open. I put myself out there honest and open. And I will do as much as I can to help other people. If they're in my industry and they're up and coming and they reach out, I will help them. I'll guide them. I'll give them advice. I'll help them through the difficult times. And I do that quite a lot. And I think if you're not just self-serving, and that we all know there's many people who are just self-serving, but you're out there, yes, you've got a business to run. Yes, you've got books to promote. Yes, you've got this to promote. But if you're there and you're bringing people up with you and you're sharing all the knowledge you've gained with these younger creatives, newer authors, newer people who are out there in their creative fields, I think karma has a way of looking after you as you're going along your own journey. You just can't go through life being completely self-serving and, I suppose in very simple terms, throw people under the bus just to get yourself further up the ladder. You do see an awful lot of this kind of thing happening. It's always publicly played out as well, especially if you look at the music industry where bands fall out and actors and actresses fall out. And even the odd author, I've seen them on famous authors on TikTok who, I don't know, may have sold themselves out for one thing or another. And they've got a lot of pushback from the readers of BookTokers and stuff. I shall not mention names. I don't know the person and all that, but you do see that as well. And I think it's a moral issue where if you publicly put your morals aside and people are witnessing you, your decisions affecting other people negatively, it doesn't go down well. And I think I'm part of an old school. While you're climbing the ladder, remember who was at the bottom helping to lift you up. Don't forget that. You can never forget that. And if you do, no matter how successful you become, it will inevitably come back to bite you. Because karma holds no prisoners, in my opinion. If you believe in karma, I really do. And it doesn't hold prisoners. It might not be this year. It might not be next year. It could be 10 years. But I don't know. You've just got to be a good person and remember who helped you and who was standing by you when times are really hard. Because if it wasn't for certain people in my life, especially when I was younger, I definitely would not be here now. And wow, I made sure I recognized them. And when I, years later, when I didn't know I would be where I am now, I didn't know I'd be an author. And I made sure in my book, they're always recognized or mentioned, or in interviews, I always mention them, especially a lovely lady called Blanche Hunt, her name was. And she made a huge impact in my life when I was 25 and I just wanted to give up completely. And I think without her taking this young, lost girl under her wing for about 3 years, I lived with her. I really don't think I would probably be here today. I was that lost. And I think that's the importance of remembering and never forgetting those kind of people in your life. Because without these people who lift you up and stand by you, no matter what's going on, you just wouldn't get where you're going to, not in the best way possible. So, yeah, we have a moral duty to bring those people with us and take care of them later on in whatever matter or manner